dark emu, black seeds, agriculture or accident. Written and read by Bruce Pascoe. The use of the word agriculture in relation to Australian Aboriginal people is not something many Australians would have heard. However, if we go back to the country's very first records of European occupation, we discover some extraordinary observations which provide a picture of what the Australian explorers and pioneers witnessed, and how that contests the notion that Aboriginal people were hunter-gatherers. When Europeans began their classification of eras and the peoples of the world, they decided that five things signified the development of agriculture: selection of seed, preparation of the soil, harvest of the crop, storage of the surpluses, and large populations and permanent housing. Rupert Gerritsen outlined the various theories on the preconditions for incipient agriculture, but concluded that Australia may have gone well beyond the incipient stage. People farmed in 1788 but were not farmers, Bill Gammage declared, and went on to say, "These are not the same. One is an activity, the other a lifestyle. An estate may include a farm, but this does not make an estate manager a farmer." In 1788, similarly, people never depended on farming. Mobility was much more important. It let people tend plants and animals in regions impossible for farmers today, and manage Australia more sustainably than their dispossessors. It was the critical difference between them and farmers. Europeans think farming explains the difference between them and Aborigines. There must be a way of exploring those differences and their momentous consequences. We need to know more. We need more people to know it, so let us have another look at what the first Europeans saw. Imagine you are riding beside the explorer and surveyor Major Thomas Mitchell, 1792 to 1855. He's an educated and sensitive man and would have been great company, if a little eccentric. He's a great bushman and a poet and painter, but also a hothead. Under some circumstances, he is obstinate and difficult and is credited with fighting the last duel in Australia, although he only succeeded in shooting a hole in his opponent's hat. As he crosses the Australian frontier, he describes what he sees. The grass is pulled and piled in hayricks, so that the aspect of the desert was softened into the agreeable semblance of a hayfield. We found the ricks or haycocks extending for miles. And later, the seed is made by the natives into a kind of paste or bread. Dry heaps of this grass, that has been pulled expressly for this purpose of gathering the seed, lay along our path for many miles. I counted 9 miles along the river, in which we rode through this grass only, reaching to our saddle girths, and the same grass seemed to grow back from the river at least as far as the eye could reach through a very open forest.